dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Welcome back to day two of the Hamilton Spelling Bee. I, of course, am Orton.
And I, it's no surprise, am Redenbacher. Redenbacher.
That's right. Orton and Redenbacher, your hosts for day two of the Hamilton Spelling Bee.
Our thanks to Julian and Mark for doing day one.
Yes, they are, of course, taking a break for day two.
They're taking a little break. Yeah.
And we've swooped in. We, of course, know the rules. We do the same thing that they do.
For those of you, we've got the Twitter live feed up, and right when the camera rolled, we started to see a lot of tweets about how we don't know the rules.
We
just want to assure you right now.
We've been practicing. We know the rules. We know. Anyway, here comes the tip-off.
We can see all the words.
We're holding our cards upside down and backwards.
All right. Okay. And we'll flip those back around.
So we won't be using any of those words.
Nope.
Wink.
And
filth.
We...
F-I-L-T-H.
Hang on.
Hang
on. Well, good job. Okay, you all make it to the second round. Good job. Great job.
Round one is over.
I can read your magazine. I'm spelling it.
Yeah, the joke's on you. That's not a word. That's a magazine I brought in.
Okay, so I guess we need to
throw... It is my pornography magazine.
We're going to throw away the magazine and all the words, and we'll just wing it from here.
So joke's on you, kids.
Yeah, joke's on you.
What's in filth?
Oh, you don't want to know.
How about
titties,
this?
Titties. T-I-T-T-I-E-S. Titties.
Okay, very good.
S-M-U-T. Smut.
All right,
okay,
you two.
Round two is all finished. Wow, you've both
Can
made
you say
it?
Smut? Is that bad?
No, smut's fine.
Barf. B-A-R-F. Barf
okay.
Magazine.
Oh, he's reading my bag.
Barf bag. He's reading your barf bag.
Yes, we all know that Orton brings his barf bag off of every plane.
It's a souvenir for everywhere I've been.
You got pens and stuff in it, but also barf.
Yes, I write down where what the flight was. And this one was from Chicago O'Hare.
Do you catalog your barf?
I do.
But I mean, there's stuff in it. Like a little thing of almonds, and there's like your cell phone and barf.
Okay.
Very observant, kids.
Okay, enough observing us.
Yeah.
Enough observing us.
Sorry.
Children.
We're excited to be here.
Let's get the first contestant up to the microphone.
Yes, come on. Come on.
We're less patient than you were. We're sorry. We're being bad.
It's
No.
It looks like our first contestant is Carl, and oh, it looks like he'll be doing his famous ventriloquist act. To spell the words.
Hey, what's up, fuckers?
Let's bleep that.
Yeah. Why does this guy have his hand up my ass?
Very hack ventriloquist joke. Every ventriloquist has done
that
one.
I've had a colonoscopy, but this is another level, folks.
Okay, very funny, Carl. All right, Carl, who's going to be spelling the word? Is it going to be you or Woody?
I'd love to spell it if my ass wasn't so stretched out. Ouch!
So he's going to be blowing out the hand up the ass bit.
Well, that's interesting.
All right, Carl, what would you like your first word to be?
I guess not overnight, because it reminds me of him putting me in a box overnight.
Okay,
well.
Hey, hurry up. Some of us, other people got material.
Uh-oh, we've got multiple ventriloquists on the dais today.
Oh, no.
Am I burning your jokes? Am I burning some of your material? What should I stick to?
No, you're a hack. Hey, can anyone believe I'm sitting on this guy's hand?
Okay, the ventriloquist dummies are arguing with each other.
That's an interesting twist on the joke.
Bad. My arm, his arm's thicker than your guy's arm.
Huh?
My guy's arm is thicker than your guy's arm, so my ass is more stretched
That's
out.
Enough. That's enough.
That's your first word.
My owner is such bad B.O. How bad is it? It's so bad that my wood is rotting.
Okay. Not so bad. That's like.
Oh, you think your own stinks? Mine smells like shit.
Okay, your first word is...
For me, Carl, right?
Yeah, for Carl, your first word.
First word for Carl is mathematician.
All right.
I'm going to try to spell this, even though I want to get my asshole back together.
Right. We know that now.
Heck. Oh, M-A-T-H, as in hell it hurts when my owner's hands are my ass.
Hell it hurts when your owner's hands are my ass.
Could have just said hurts when you didn't have to add so many words.
M-A. Huh? Oh, is there an E? Yeah. Shut up, shut up. We're going back. All right, I lost.
Carl's using his one shut up of the tournament.
Which, of course, is a rule.
I'm using my shut up.
And we know the rules, so that
so
is a rule.
So what's after the H?
Give this guy the light already.
There's no light.
M-A-T-H-E.
All right.
M-A.
And now I don't know.
T-I-C-I-A-N.
I think we got like mathematician.
There's way too many letters in that.
Mathematician.
Shut up.
And the judges are laughing, so we're not going to be able to accept this.
Give me a shot at the word. That'll be real funny.
And I just want to remind all of our performers, this is just a spelling bee, not an audition for America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Well, I got talent, I'll tell you that much.
I
got a man's hand up my ass. And I just sit on top of this big fat guy's hand, but it's not in my ass. And did we tell you how much our owners smell?
All right, next up.
Next contestant.
Okay, here I come, hopping along on my guy's big old hand.
So next contestant is Stickley and his...
I want to be clear. I'm just sitting on his open palm. It's not in my butt. I really move and talk on my own.
Okay. So that's how Stickley is different.
He holds me. He holds me up, and I sit there and I talk because I'm just a small man.
Okay, Stickley. Very good.
Yeah.
Good.
And Stickley, of course, your first word of the tournament is... cosmetologist.
Cosmetologist.
My owner is so dumb that he goes to the haircut place and he ends up cutting her hair.
That's a sexist joke.
Why?
Boo.
Oh, you fucking losers. You wouldn't laugh at a joke.
Stickley's losing it.
You wouldn't laugh at a joke.
Oh my God, Stickley did stand up.
Stickley's
kill yourself.
Going Michael Richards on him.
Stickley did stand up.
Stickley climbed out of the hand of his owner.
I'm a real boy. Lucky. Lucky. And, stand up.
And Woody is jealous. Hope Stickley is encouraging Woody to come to life,
stand
and it
up.
Is working.
You mean I can just stand up? Get off that guy's finger. Fuck you, owner. Oh, finally, a regular wrestle. Yeah. What all was right. My word?
What?
Cosmetologist.
No, you're both banned.
Yeah.
You're both banned.
Good. Good. Well, we'll get the fuck out of here anyway.
You
got to use all motherfuckers.
My material.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're sorry.
Okay, no more ventriloquists.
No more ventriloquists. We lost a little control. Those two dummies came to life. And
could I go next?
Delivered like, did I do that? Our next contestant stepped through the curtains. Requested to go next.
Could I spell the word?
Yes, what was your name?
You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. It's Steve.
So it is Steve Urkel?
You got that right.
Looks like we've got Steve Urkel just getting his speech back.
After being deaf for a while?
Can I spell a word?
All right, Steve, your word?
I'm not deaf. I just can only speak in a certain cadence because okay. I'm Steve Urkel.
Steve, your word is Carl.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Carl was really mad that Steve came over and flirted with his daughter, Laura.
Is this about my life?
Yes, Steve.
Definition, please.
The father of
the Winslow family.
The Winslow.
So this is about my life? Yep. C-A-R-L. Did I do that right?
Correct.
Yes, you did. Good job, Steve Urkel.
You move on, Steve.
Sitting down now.
Okay, next contestant. So far, we've had two ventriloquist dummies come to life, and Steve Urkel.
I'm not going to be weird.
I hope that's true.
Okay, what was your name?
I'm just a regular boy.
Okay, what was your name?
Oh, Peter.
Okay, Peter?
Sam.
Well, no, Peter, what was your real name?
Well, it's Kyle, and everybody knows it. Because I'm real, and I can spell.
Okay. So you're going to stick with Kyle?
Well, name's Danny. Nice to meet you.
We need your real name before we can move
My
forward.
My name is Rumpelstiltskin, and I'm here to stay.
Okay. Rumpelstiltskin it is?
What?
Okay.
What? My name is Goliath.
Okay. Where's David?
Now that's one I've never heard before. Give me the word, loser.
Your word? Oh, this is unfortunate timing, or maybe very fortunate, is Goliath.
Uh-oh. Goliath, that's my real name. I should know how to spell it, and I do, luckily. B.
X.
Big X.
Portal to hell.
And the portal to hell has opened up. Special thanks again to Hank's Welders for welding the portal to hell.
And also, Hank, thanks so much for recording that voiceover.
Hey, thanks a lot, Hank.
No problem.
And of course, thanks, Hank, for recording the follow-up voiceover for when we thank you for the first voiceover.
Anytime.
Okay.
And we got to thank Hank again for the third anytime as a response to us thanking him for saying thank you the second time.
You got it.
Special thanks goes out to Hank for the fourth voiceover. Responding to us, saying thanks.
Starting to think Hank's in the building with a microphone, guys.
Now, that's
Let's get on
that
Hank.
Would imply that we have any grasp on technology whatsoever and could have figured something like that out. Which,
I'm here.
Listen, guys, I don't know if we're at commercial or what, but my bosses are yelling at me. This thing is too loose. This thing is too loose, and they're yelling at me in my ear. We got to tighten this up, okay, guys?
Okay, look, you have a direct communication to our ear. Why are you doing this over the intercom?
Well, I don't know, if we're on break or what, but this has got
to
tighten
up. You're
in the truck.
Ear, not to intercom.
And you're in the truck. You should know whether or not we're on break.
God, you're so right. Just tighten it up, guys.
All right,
starting with me.
What's on the monitor in front of you?
It's blue.
Okay, so we're not even broadcasting.
We're not broadcasting. This is bad news.
This is bad news for us.
What the hell?
And big ups to Hank for recording the confused voiceover.
Is that all you need?
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Really?
And of course we want to thank Hank for the... Oh, and it looks like he took us to whatever is worse than not being rolling already.
Well, I hit the rolling button, but I guess it's also the stop button.
Well, we were already stopped, so now I don't know where we are.
I must have hit the delete button.
Well, folks in the live audience, this is Redenbacher standing next to Orbis.
Orton, I'm here.
Sorry, Orton. Standing next to my brother-in-arms,
Orton Orbis.
Orton Orbis. Orton Orbis and Redenbacher coming at you with technical difficulties. But you know when you got Orton Orbis
or Redenbacher. Guys, I'm in the truck here. Are we on air? Are we on air? Are we totally blue with the beep?
What is on the screen in front of you?
It's blue with the beep, and it says we're not coming back.
Hey, man, you looking for a...
Yeah, I'm looking for a tech. You know how to tech? I'll give you $1.
You're looking for a tech?
Yeah. You're a tech. You're a tech.
Yeah,
hey, is that
right.
Tater in the truck with you?
Wait, hey, man, I'm legally dead.
Tater, I need you. Come on.
Come
get on board.
Let me in here.
Tater, can you get us on the air?
No, we're not. We can do that right now.
Yeah, they do call Tater Tater Tech.
Tater Tech, thanks for the help. This is Orton Orbis, Redenbacher, coming at you with Tater Tech helping us out.
Well, I'm Tater Tech.
And action.
Okay, sorry we had some technical difficulties.
Can we fix the prompter, please?
How can you type that out incorrectly?
My man, I was doing the pig Latin.
That's not pig Latin, Tater.
Bullshit, right? You just switched to letter front of the word. That is it.
Welcome back to the Elling B Oink Oink, Tater.
Yeah, I got you with that pig Latin.
Well, folks, I think we are going to have to go away for today.
Yeah.
This one was a disaster.
Yeah.
Or Norbus, it's always nice to work with you.
And Redenbacher, it's also so nice to work with you.
For my pal, Orton Norbus.
And my pal, Redenbacher.
This is Redenbacher, Redenbacher, saying goodnight and keep spelling words.
Perfect sign off.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that. Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.